The following podcast contains language that may not be appropriate for all listeners.
Hey, if it's 6 in the morning and you're watching the old lady on the yoga, the old yoga lady.
Well, first of all, Priscilla is a master at what she does.
He said Priscilla.
Her name is Priscilla. Yes, she wears a very revealing leotard, like... I was just on TV. On PBS.
You're now tuned in to San Quentin's Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia. I'm Erline Woods. I'm incarcerated here at San Quentin State Prison in California.
I'm Nigel Poor, a visual artist who volunteers at the prison.
And together, we're going to answer some of your questions. Hey, Nige.
Yes, Erline?
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for its 6th season.
Oh, nice.
Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from our Radiotopia family.
Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture. It's out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th. Hey, Erline, you know I'm going to tune in because you know I love gossip.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in 2017, when Ear Hustle launched, we started asking listeners to send us kites, which is the prison word for written notes passed around inside. Basically, we just wanted postcards with your questions on them.
And we received hundreds upon hundreds of them from all over the world, like Denmark, Brazil, Japan,
Scotland and Canada,
New Zealand, Portugal, Sweden,
Qatar,
Italy,
and all over America. So today on the podcast, we're going to answer some of those questions.
Good thing you've been keeping them in a bag and all hooked up and shit. Oops, sorry. I mean, archived.
That's right. Yeah, bagged, archived, whatever. The thing is, we get so many kites with questions on them.
Not just with questions, we also get a ton of cool supportive words and great artwork.
Yep, some very cool handmade stuff, which I love.
Also, yeah. I made mention of this Queen Elizabeth wearing an Ear Hustle t-shirt.
Yes, you did.
And Queen Elizabeth actually wore the t-shirt.
Well, at least in that photo she did. Oh, yeah. And in that beautiful drawing.
Yeah, we got her. And once Lieutenant Robinson clears them, Nige brings them all in and we read them all.
But we can't answer them all, and so that's why we have this Q&A episode.
Indeed. And now... dig into that archive, Nige.
Okay. But first, E, have you been surprised by the one question we get the most?
Very surprised. And I think everybody in San Quentin going to be surprised, too.
Yep. And we thought it would be fun to go around and ask the guys.
And volunteers.
Yep. And volunteers, if they could guess.
What do you think the most common question we get from Ear Hustle listeners is?
Maybe hope. Like, how do guys maintain hope?
Prison, is prison really like what they show on TV?
Are there a lot of fights?
What are you in here for, maybe?
What your day looks like.
Do you guys go outside?
How much freedom do you have?
About prison life? I don't know, I gotta think about that one.
Are the guards mean?
The common question?
How much sex do inmates have?
Anything, do you make up that shit or is that for real?
How do you fill your days?
What are they in for?
What kind of people there? Is it hard living?
Is it dangerous?
Do people still be getting stabbed in there?
I think that they want to know, is Ear Hustle real?
I got a story that's genuine.
No one got it right. The number one question we get from listeners is about, drumroll, books. Is there a library? How do you get books? What books are popular in prison?
People want to know about books in prison.
And yes, there is a prison library.
What does it look like? I've never been there.
It's kind of huge. It's like a big waiting area with a gang of tables.
Like stacks of books you can walk through?
No, we can't walk through them, but the clerks in the library can because they have a desk there. So we get to just go into the library and look through these little catalogs and see what books we want and then just write it down and then they go get the books.
Oh, okay. And how many books can you take out at a time?
Two.
What was the last book you took out?
Actually, I can't remember the last book, but I just donated a book.
Oh, what'd you donate?
I donated my Larry Davis, America's Conduct, Inner City Escort. I donated that to the library.
Oh, cool.
But I know people probably want to read it.
So guys can get books in the library, but if you have money, you can also order them. Or I guess people can send them in?
Yeah, you can get them in the mail from places like Amazon and stuff like that. They can send you books. Long as it's a approved vendor.
Okay.
People can get them.
Okay. And is there a lot of sharing? Do books kind of make their way around the prison?
Of course. Like, say, for instance, if I ordered a great book and dudes would be like, hey, let me get next on that. You know what I'm saying? They'd hit you up like, man, let me get in line for that one. Yeah.
And then you'll eventually get it back?
Maybe.
And if you...
I got a book that I lost on the tier. I seen another dude with it. I'm like, man, that's my book. He's like, no, I got this from him. I'm like, all right.
Did you put your name in it?
No, I didn't.
You didn't have like, this book
no,
belongs to.
No, I guarantee you it's a receipt in that book because the book cost me $24.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How many hours do you have to work to buy a $24 book?
Probably over a month if it was just from my prison salary.
Oh my God.
Because my prison salary is like 20 bucks, 21 bucks, maybe 24 bucks. I don't know, something like
a
that.
A month.
A month. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's cool. You spent it on a book.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the actual question. We got this gorgeous handmade card from Jamie in Brooklyn. And Jamie asks, are there guys who read a lot in prison?
Yes, there are, Jamie. And we got just the guy for you. So, Kevin, and since your incarceration, man, how many books have you read?
371 since 1996 when I was arrested.
Can you remember the first book you ever read in prison?
A Time to Kill by John Grisham.
And how you know that's the first book you read?
It's kind of like getting arrested for the first time. You don't forget those first experiences.
I hear you keep a list of all the books you've read. And how many you say it was?
371.
You mind reading off a few of your list?
I started reading Soul on Ice when I was a kid. I finished it when I was locked up. I read Native Son. Makes Me Want to Holler, The Prince, The Call of the Wild, 1984,
For Whom the Bell Tolls,
Che Guevara's The Motorcycle Diaries, Fast Food Nation, Plato's Republic,
The Plague by Albert Camus,
Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man by James Joyce.
I'm just curious, man. Do you remember these books?
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I've taken notes. Keep those in a binder. Let's see, what else? Obviously, if you're in prison, you should read The New Jim Crow, and I read.
Yeah, that's a cool book.
Heart of Darkness,
A Christmas Carol,
Fahrenheit 451,
Exile in the Kingdom by Al
Crack Bell,
Go Tell It on the Mountain,
Slaughterhouse-Five,
The Warehouse Prison.
For me, reading has given me eclectic knowledge. I don't have access to the internet, so reading books is a way to stay ahead of what it is I'm probably missing. Lolita, Between the World and Me,
Invisible Man,
Daddy Cool,
Great Expectations.
I mean, every now and then someone has passed an urban novel my way, and if I don't have anything else to read, I'll read it, but it doesn't really move me.
Oh, you're talking about them books that the first two pages, they didn't have committed a double murder and they sitting at TGIF just eating?
Right. I'm not really interested in books about who shot John because everybody in prison has shot John.
Everyone shot John?
Ain't nobody shot John. He just means that there's a lot of guys in here who have been violent or experienced violence, and for us, it's not so entertaining.
Yeah, no, I can see that. So books are the number one question, but it's actually part of a more general question we often get about media.
Yeah, people want to know, how do guys get information about the outside world? What do we watch on TV? Do we have access to the internet?
Yeah, and can guys subscribe to newspapers and magazines? Which, actually, they can.
Yeah, if they have money, they basically can get subscriptions. But when it comes to the media, it's like the 70s. I mean, we got TVs, but we don't have cable.
How many stations do you get?
We got about 40-something, maybe 50-something.
Oh, come on. That's way more than I get.
I mean, it'd be different kind of stuff that you would never watch.
Like
you
what?
Know, it'd probably be Vietnamese stations, Spanish stations. I do watch Spanish stations.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I wonder why.
They have K-pop. They have, geographics. They got all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's cool. So they have something for everybody, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, we can listen to radio, which is AM, FM, but not satellite.
And even though there isn't internet, guys can still hear Ear Hustle.
I mean, I work for the guy, Larry Snyder, who runs the closed circuit TV system. So, of course, I'm going to tap in and put Ear Hustle on there so people can hear it. So, yeah, they know who we are, Nige. That's why they be calling you, hey, Nigel.
Nice. I also think that TV is a big part of life in here because I hear guys arguing and debating all the time about their favorite shows.
Yeah, like these guys here, Shy, Adnan, Eddie, and Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to TV show?
So my go-to is always the reruns of Big Bang Theory.
Whack.
The writers are geniuses.
Big Bang Theory is not funny.
The writing,
it's funny, man.
The writing is hilarious.
It's just played out.
No, it's not played out. Their humor is intelligent.
That humor isn't smart. It's almost slapstick.
First of all, there are no nerds who do slapstick or physical comedy, right? Nerds don't do physical comedy. Nerds are all cerebral. And yes, I use that word. I could have said brain, mental, but we're talking about Big Bang Theory, so I use cerebral. You know why?
Because
I've been watching that so much that I'm getting smart.
Are you auditioning for a part in Big Bang Theory right now? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm Raj Kuthapali's brother on the show, right?
That's not good. Raj's sister is beautiful.
Really. What's yours?
Oh, This Is Us.
Tuesdays, yes.
This
I was getting there, but yeah, he beat me to it.
But that's because I was into Parenthood before that. And
yeah, Parenthood was good.
I've been watching a lot of stuff.
Friday Night Lights?
Make me cry, man.
Did you watch Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're allowed to cry at that, though.
And we're the nerds. And we're the nerds, Eddie.
No, we are just evolved men right now are in touch with their emotional intelligence. Ooh, blew it. I'm going to drop the task cam on that one. Turn it off. Let's leave right now.
Okay, I got a TV question for you.
Okay.
What show from your childhood sticks with you?
I would have to say Different Strokes.
Really?
You ever remember that?
What was that show? I can't remember.
What you talking about, Willis?
Gary
Coleman and Ty Bridges and Dana. I forgot her last name.
Oh, God, what happened to those people?
Ooh, hey, it's funny because when I was 17 years old, when I went to prison, I was in the county jail. I was going to court with Ty Bridges.
What?
The tall, skinny dude? Yeah. So he was protective custody because he was a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a juvenile and I couldn't be with adults. So they had us like in the same little tank, but it was like a window between us.
Oh my God.
And I asked him, I was like, are you Ty Bridges, huh? He was like, nah, people say I look like him.
Aww.
So I'm like, okay, this motherfucker lying to me. I know this him. I've been watching this show all my, my whole little life growing up. You know what I'm saying? So then I was sitting there. Then all the sheriff deputies kept coming in like, hey, man, you fucked up, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they left, I'm like, man, he's like, man, I don't even want to be me right now.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? He was just like, man, everybody just, and you could tell that he had a extensive drug use at the time.
Oh, that's why he was in, you think?
Yeah, it was almost like he was looking like he was homeless type, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
And so we sat there and we chopped it up for a quick minute. I had a Bible. And he was like, man, can I read the Bible? And I opened the Bible. I had pictures in there. He was like looking at the picture like, oh, yeah. And he was just like, man, can you turn to this chapter? And I put it up to the window.
Oh, you guys weren't in the same room?
No, it was a window between us. It was like one of them visiting tanks where you could talk to the person through the window.
Yeah. So you held the Bible up against the glass.
I held the Bible up and let him read it, do his thing. But he really turned his life around after that, though.
Oh, he got out,
got better. I think he had to go do some time.
Wow.
And when he got out, he got better and I think never looked back.
Well, not that many people have that kind of relationship with their TV shows,
huh?
So since you know it so well, can you sing the theme song for me?
Different strokes, different strokes, different world. You know, you don't know the words. And I know it's different strokes. It's something like that.
Hey, well, that's pretty good. But let's play this tape because we asked a gang of guys that question. Let's see how they responded.
I listened to Safe by the Bell. Maybe it was reruns. It's all right because it's Safe by the Bell.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Do 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 do.
Da-da-da-da.
Give me a high.
Da-da-da-da. The Beverly Hillbillies.
Or a mountaineer, nearly
Beth his family named Jed, fed. A poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground.
It was a rap song.
Born and raised in the playgrounds where I spent most of my days, chilling out, acting, relaxing, all cool, all shooting some b-ball. I thought I was cool, and a couple of guys, they was up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. Got in one little fight, my mom got scared. She said, "You move when your aunt and uncle in bed lit."
Okay, here's another question from a listener that also involves entertainment. And this is from Alistair in Northern England, who asks, are there any jugglers in San Quentin?
What kind of jugglers? Nope, I've never seen a juggler. But we do have guys in here that walk around and entertain.
Hey, Cardman.
How you doing?
I either call you Cardman or Double R, but what is your birth name?
Rodney.
Rodney? Uh-huh. But what do you like to go by?
Whatever you call me. Cardman.
I like calling you Cardman. How many people call you Cardman?
You? That's just, you gave me the nickname. Everybody else called me Magic.
Okay. So he's got a deck of cards here, and I'm going to pull a card.
Just show it to them.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Did you see it? Push it back in there.
Okay. So Cardman's shuffling. One, two. Do one more. Okay. Stop.
Open your hand. Tell them when to stop. Say stop.
Stop.
And look at them. Don't let me see them. You see them? Can you remember them?
With Erlon's help, I can.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just remember your shirt. The queen is a zero on your shirt, 107. You got 107 on your shirt. Public school, okay. 107.
Okay, I'm wearing a sweatshirt that says Brooklyn School, Public 107. You randomly shuffled the deck, and then
you pulled.
I pulled out three cards.
The queen is for the zero, and the one ace is for the one, and the seven is for the seven. 107, public school.
But seriously, how do you do this?
I make them up. I just made that up.
I know, but is it distraction?
Nah.
It's magic.
I'm a master of deception.
So you have like three new decks of cards.
And I'm getting ready to leave, so three of them going on the bus with me.
Where are you going?
Pelican Bay.
And why is that? Why are you going to Pelican Bay?
They just put me on the bus.
So you're getting transferred?
Yeah.
How long have you been at San Quentin?
4 years.
Do you like it here?
Nope.
So are you? You don't care that you're leaving?
Yep. I don't like it here. I love it here.
Oh.
I put a smile on my face.
Yeah. And, but why do you think you're getting transferred?
They randomly picking people. That's all.
Yep, he's going to Pelican Bay. I was there back in 92 in the shoe.
Oh, right. God.
That's during the L.A. riots.
Oh, God, the Rodney King riot?
Yeah. I wasn't alive during the Watts riot in 65. And I just so happened to miss the 92 riots because I was incarcerated.
Oh, God.
I know I'd have been looting, too.
I don't even know what to say to that. I'm going to move on then. Okay, but Pelican Bay is different now. They're turning what used to be the shoe, which is the security housing unit, into a level 2. And Cardman, I guess, was just randomly picked to fill in space up there.
Right.
Okay.
So our next question is from Mark in Washington. Will you ever interview prison staff or correctional officers?
Right. Well, this is something we really want to do. We say Ear Hustle is about life inside, and life inside includes staff, administration, and COs.
But it isn't easy to get them into the media lab to talk, especially COs. And I think I get why, but if I say why, I might scare them off even more. And we're going to keep trying.
I'm going to say this. It isn't hard talking to them casually. When I come in, I see the same COs at the front gate, in the yard, at the education desk, and I always start my day chatting with Officer Reyes in education and end my day checking in with Officers Sanford and Stewart. Honestly, the day is just off for me if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but so far, that hasn't translated into getting them down here on the mic.
But we were able to get one CO to come down here and speak briefly with us, Officer Gerard. And he's been working at San Quentin for about 10 years. And since this was our first CO interview, we had a lot of questions for him. And it was all Q and no A.
Do you have any funny stories?
Oh, yeah. What's the first time you laughed on your job?
I mean, I got to really think about this.
All right. We'll come back to that then.
No, I... because.
Did you think it was going to be like the movies?
Where do you think there's more gossip? At a high school or in a prison?
Wow.
You know, what's the first time you've seen two officers fighting in the parking lot?
Does that happen?
Stop. Set me up.
Do you remember what you did with the first, like your first day at the end of your first shift? Like, what did it feel like the end of your first shift when you walked out to the parking lot and got into your car?
So do you feel as an officer you're more hipper now that you've been around so many different people and understand so many different slangs?
Really, Erlon? Don't look at me crazy, man. But I got plenty of stories, but they're fucked up, so.
We take fucked up stories.
No. Okay. Let's not go down that path. Because I could tell you some fucked up shit.
That was a masterclass in how not to do an interview. We really blew that one, Erlon.
Well, maybe we weren't asking the right questions. Really, Naj, where is there more gossip, high school or prison?
Hey, I really want to know, because I think this place is a gossip mill. And I wanted to know if COs think the same thing. But you actually did land on something, because we did get him to talk a bit.
I got to ask this. Can you, can you give us a play-by-play on the first inmate that ran on you?
Usually I find with inmates who run in a dorm setting, usually it's because of drugs or cell phones. And I guess I can understand the last-ditch effort to try to get rid of the contraband. However, I'm not sure where they're planning on going, because we have a lot of walls here, and I'm not sure why they would run. I've seen guys do laps around the dorm, and there's one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to chase them around the dorm. It's just not going to happen. I do try to stay on them just long enough to know where they're ditching the contraband so that I can retrieve it. But we've got guys who one particular individual decided that he wanted to just run around the dorm four times for some reason. I don't know what he was trying to do or what he was getting at, but I guess it's instinctive. I asked him, I said, well, why did you run? And he says, I don't know. It's what I do. It's what I've been doing on the streets. And I said, okay, well, you don't have any place to run, so I'm not sure why you're doing that here, but okay.
See? We got something out of them. It wasn't a total bust.
No, it wasn't. But I'm officially putting it out there. We'd love to do some stories about people who work here. So don't be shy. Get in touch. You know where to find us.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. Hear a feed from episodes across NPR podcasts that center Black voices. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
Next question from Tree and Leaf in Oklahoma. Tree and Leaf, huh?
Yep, that's how they signed it.
They write, "Yo, tell us about visual arts in prison, tattoo culture, graffiti artists, etc."
And they sent the question on this really nice handmade card with graffiti on it. And Erlon, you're not supposed to have tattoos in prison, but clearly guys do.
Yeah, got a couple myself.
Oh, really?
But to answer your question, Tree and Leaf, we brought a guy in named Brew.
Do you tattoos or just receive tattoos?
I have done most of mine, actually.
You have?
My arms and legs, wherever I can reach, I try and try to get.
How the heck do you do it?
Well, I started out in some of the spots where you couldn't see too much to practice, and then you get to portraits and things like that. Like I did the Old Man in the Sea here, which is more of a portrait style where you have to be more precise. You screw up and, you know, you got a crooked nose. And
are you ambidextrous?
I am now. I'm doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm left-handed by.
That's crazy. The shark.
Yeah, that was the hardest part. That was one of the first ones I did with my right hand. So.
Damn good job.
I'm sort of speechless.
Well, the tattoo guns we use are real detail because you only have one needle virtually, and it's very fine lines, and the ink. Making your own ink, they do a test where you drop it into the toilet, and if it spreads, it hasn't bound up. If it floats to the bottom and then slowly dissipates like a watercolor, you know, just melts into the water, then it's good ink. And the guns that we have to make are so temperamental, and everyone makes them 1,000 different ways.
Where was the hardest one for you to do yourself?
Oh, the back of the leg. I was doing the back of the leg, and you have to twist your... For a couple hours, I had my leg like this twisted, and I had to put a belt on it to pull it around how I was going to get to it. And once it went numb, I kept working on it, and it was fine because it went numb. And then once I was done, I stopped and tried to stand up. And, yeah, I had hurt something in the knee. It was bad for about a year. It stretched something out of joint. But that was tough. And the back of the arms were a little tough. I had to put a belt on that and pull it around. The thing about tattooing, if you don't stretch the skin and make the canvas, like you say, flat, the needle won't penetrate too well. It'll be inconsistent. So yeah, I'd take a belt and stretch the skin and get busy on it.
So which one hurt the most?
Ooh, that's easy. The side of this second finger here was, man, bright lights and got nauseous, the whole thing. But the good thing about tattooing yourself, once it gets too bad, you can let off a little bit. Where if someone else is tattooing you, there's no tapping out. You got to go through it.
What was the first one that you got in here?
Oh, it was a chess piece. I have another Old Man in the Sea with a marlin back behind that.
What's your connection with Old Man in the Sea?
I had a fishing boat when I was out on the street, and yeah, I have a big connection. That story really hit me as a child. And yeah, that was Hemingway's got a couple really great stories that I like.
So after saying that, I'm starting to see it. I see sharks, I see rotors,
yeah,
I see fish.
It's all sea life, pretty much the whole motif that I try to stick with the sea life.
Yeah, I mean, I feel rude, but it's like seeing a canvas and not looking. I just kind of want to see everything that's there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I have an eel there. This is like a reef underneath here. Sea anemones.
Yeah, man. Okay, one last question. And this probably fits under the question about media that we get. So Sarah in Brooklyn wants to know, how do guys listen to music inside?
Interesting. Well, most of us can listen to the AM/FM radio if we got them. Some guys have MP3 players that come loaded with songs we purchased from a catalog.
Yeah.
Some guys have CDs. And you might find older guys with cassette tapes.
I have yet to see a cassette tape in
here. I have cassette tapes still in the cell. Haven't listened to them in forever. I need to get rid of them.
Wait, why are you going to get rid of them? They're probably classics.
Nah, they might be taking up space.
Well, those are various ways guys can listen to music in here. But as Ear Hustle listeners know, there's some really talented musicians inside San Quentin. And sometimes you can just go out to the yard and hear guys doing their thing.
We got guys playing mariachi.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might just catch someone out there blowing their horn.
and Maserati E, who you've heard on several episodes.
Not only on episodes, he recently appeared on the first Facebook Live that CDCR did on the historic Lower San Quentin Yard.
That's right. It was a behind-the-scenes Facebook Live with Ear Hustle, and it was truly amazing.
Right.
And actually, we should thank Ike and Allie and Chrissy from headquarters for making that happen.
Good looking out. Y'all haven't sent the video yet, but cool.
I can tell you it was great.
If you want to check out the Facebook Live, there's a link on our website.
Yep, and until then, here's Maserati E playing Dying to Live.
Whoa, whoa, it's too many things that I ain't did or had. That's why I need that back, yeah. Whoa, whoa, I'm dying to live. When I come up, I won't come down. When I come up, I won't come down. When I come up, I won't come down. Whoa, whoa, I'm dying to live. Been locked down since I was 17. So much in the world that I ain't never seen. And it's a shame I ain't never even had a state ID. Whoa, whoa, I need dough, that's for sure. And I don't want it slow, want to be rich before I'm old. So I gotta blow with these rules, all these moves that I bust on the low. I can't die broke, I'ma make my way. Casting away, I'm in my A, I pray. Yeah, guys, every steps I take. Cause I can't move wrong, it won't be too long before I'm too on. Flow too strong, who on the throne? Gonna have to move on. I knew all the obstacles that I overcame was all part of the plan. I done came a long way, but still not a long way to go. It's way too many things I never did, I seen before. I don't know how I feel to pay the bills to a home that I own on my own. Damn, I don't even know how I feel to hit the road. Just shake and take a real road trip. Ain't even been clubbing, wasn't old enough to go in. Technically, I'm alive, but don't know what it feel like to live life. Yeah, yeah, it's too many things I ain't did or had. Why I need that back? Yeah. Whoa, whoa, it's too many things that I ain't did or had. That's why I need that back, yeah. Whoa, whoa, I'm dying to live. When I come up, I won't come down. When I come up, I won't come down. When I come up, I won't come down. Whoa, whoa, I'm dying to live. When I come up, I won't come down. When I come up, I won't come down. When I come up, I won't come down.
Well, those are all the questions we're going to answer this time. Thanks to everybody who helped out. We'll do another Q&A episode next season, so please keep those kites coming.
To find out how to send them, go to our website, earhustlesq.com.
And while you're there, check out the gallery page to see some of the kites we've received.
And remember, Nige loved those handmade ones.
Mm-hmm, I sure do, and I love to post them on Instagram, which you can follow at earhustlesq.
Ear Hustle is produced by myself, Erline Woods, and Nigel Poor, with help from outside producer Pat Macedi Miller, who also works with the sound design team. This episode was scored with music and sound design by David Jazzy and Antoine Williams. Our story editor is Curtis Fox, and our executive producer for Radiotopia is Julie Shapiro.
We also want to thank Warden Ron Davis, and as you know, every episode has to be approved by this guy here.
This is Lieutenant Sam Robinson, and I approve this Q&A episode.
Next time on Ear Hustle.
We're talking about a prison within the prison.
What do you think the worst part of death row is?
I think it's in some ways the darkest place in California, because it's where we've put the people that people fear the most and just have so much hatred and anger toward, and we've thrown them away in this building.
Ear Hustle is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collection of the best podcasts around. Hear more at radiotopia.fm. I'm Erline Woods.
And I'm Nigel Poor. Thanks for listening.
You got to go through, what was it? What was it?
Nine Hearts.
Show it to me. We'll go through every color.
Mm-mm.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
I'm trying to make it come back.
All right.
See,
I can just watch you do this all day. Radiotopia.